Welcome to the Self-Growth Nerds podcast. I'm your host, Marie, a courage coach, creative soul, and adventure seeker. Since thru-hiking the Pacific Crest Trail in 2019, I'm on a mission to help you embrace your most confident self so you can achieve your dreams too. If you're eager for deep conversations, big questions, and meaningful connections, join me on the quest to discovering how we can create a more magical and memorable life. Hello, nerds! How are you? Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. Happy holidays. When this episode will come out on Christmas Day, I will be on a social media break. I tried this last weekend for 3 days, just as a test run, and really loved the effects it had on me. So I decided to do it for a longer period of time over the holidays. So from December 23rd to January 1st or 2nd, I'm not sure yet, I will be on a social media break. And this episode is the 5 reasons why I decided to do this. And also an invitation for you to join me in that experiment if you feel compelled and if those reasons resonate with you. So let's dive in to the first one. The first reason I am deciding to take a social media break is because I want to be the driver of my own life. Our phones are just little dopamine dispensers. Have you ever noticed if you're like sitting on the sofa reading a book in the evening and your phone is next to you, your brain is just going to send a signal to your hand to pick up the phone and have a look at Instagram, at Facebook. For me, I've noticed that the urge comes back, depending on the day, every 2 minutes or every 8 minutes. It's automatic. I don't even think about it. This reminds me of a research I heard about where lab rats would press a pedal for snacks to come out. If the snacks came out in an inconsistent way, the rats kind of went crazy. They would press the pedal all the time thinking, oh, maybe this is the time, maybe this is the time. Whereas if the rats for which the snacks came out in a consistent way, they were more chill because they knew what to expect. And I want to feel chill. I want to be intentional instead of reactionary. I don't want to be a slave to these primitive urges for rewards. Because that's what happens. Every time you pick up your phone, you get a reward. You get a little dopamine boost. Last weekend, when I tried taking a social media break, at the start, I would just keep reaching for my phone and there would be nothing where I used to click. And at first, what happened is I would try to find other ways to get that dopamine. I would read newsletter, I would explore Substack, but it was not the same. So eventually, my brain understood that there was no more reward associated with picking up my phone. So it started sending me less signals to do so. I still did because, to check if someone had texted me, but the urges were less frequent and less intense. And so I'm really curious to see what that's going to be like after 7+ days. Reason number 2, boredom leads to ideas. So if you've been confused, you don't really know what to do next about a specific aspect of your life, If you miss the creative spark that you used to have, I believe answers will come to you and creative ideas will come to you in stillness. They will rise from the depth of your intuition or your heart into your consciousness, but there needs to be space for them to be heard because there's just too much noise right now for most of us. So many of the biggest decisions I've made in my life or some of the best ideas I had that led to incredible results came to me when I was either washing the dishes, so my hands were in the water and I couldn't be on my phone, or I was in the shower, or I was taking a walk without headphones, or I was just lying on my bed looking at the ceiling. We need to create more of these moments. Otherwise, it's like, imagine you're asking a super important question to someone in a loud party and they're trying to answer your question, but you cannot hear them over the music. And you keep asking the question and they keep answering and you just, are you expecting them to shout over the music? That's not going to work. You need to go to a quiet place to rediscover your own thoughts. Because right now, what many of us do is we wake up in the morning and one of the first things that we do is we look at Instagram, we look at TikTok. And so we fill our brain with other people's thoughts and are confused about what's us, what we need, what we desire, and what other people tell us we should need or we should desire. Think about when you were a kid. You probably discovered what you were interested in when you got bored. For me, I would draw, I would write stories, I would read books, I would record silly radio shows. In those times when you had nothing to do, what would you do? That's how you become who you are and develop the skills that are unique to you. But if you stop being bored, then you reduce access to your soul. You reduce access to your truth, to your intuition. And I find that we all start thinking the same way. But that's not because we're all the same. It's because we've just cut ourselves from our unique source. So that was reason number two. And that's, I think, the most important to me. Boredom leads to ideas and it leads to answers that are in alignment, that are in integrity with who you are and are meant to be in this world. Reason number three, when you take a social media break, it becomes easier for you to do what truly matters to you. It's kind of interwoven with the last reason. Not only will you get ideas, but you will have the space to act on them. Just imagine if you were in a room for a whole week with a series of books about a subject you've been wanting to learn on. Maybe it's finance, maybe it's history. If all there is in the room is those books and nothing else, there's no phone, you're going to read the books. You're going to get so bored, you're going to read the books. But if there's a phone, you're probably going to spend a lot of time on that phone. And at the end, which one of these scenarios is going to create the most interesting result? Which one of these weeks is going to feel more nourishing? You tell me. Just imagine maybe you've been talking about building a piece of furniture forever or learning how to sew. If you were in a room for a whole week with no phone and just the wood you need to build the furniture or the like a sewing kit to learn from, you would do the thing because it's better to get delayed gratification than no gratification at all. You'd be willing to do the thing that's a little bit harder if there was nothing else to do. Maybe you would spend some time sleeping, right? But eventually you'd just be like, okay, I need to be challenged. And instead of being challenged in cheap ways, you'd be challenged in meaningful ways. It's kind of like water versus Coca-Cola. Water is better for you, but your brain's going to be much more excited about Coca-Cola if it's there. But if you remove the Coke, then you get to stop relying on your willpower to do what's best for you. You stop relying on telling yourself, no, I should really drink the water, even though I really want the Coke, I should really drink the water. You're like, yeah, well, water is all there is, so I guess I'm just going to drink the water. Same thing with a social media break. Instead of telling yourself, oh, I shouldn't go on Instagram, I should read my book. You don't have to do that because you're like, well, Instagram's no longer on my phone, so I guess I have no choice. I'll just read my book. That's one example, right? But just removing the temptations instead of wasting energy trying to resist the temptation. Reason number four why I'm taking a social media break is I want to feel less anxious. Platforms like Instagram have a way of creating problems that didn't exist before. Let's say you feel good about your relationship. then social media shows you other couples or tells you about how relationships should be. You'll start looking at your life differently. You'll become more analytical. Instead of trusting how you feel inside, you'll start relying on external validation. You'll start comparing yourself and look for certainty. Certainty that you fit in, that you're doing things right. And that's not your fault. That's how we are wired as animals. We want to be part of the tribe. We want to fit in. But it's impossible to fit into the worldview of hundreds of different people. It's bound to make someone go mad. You might still compare yourself in your day-to-day life, but again, it's about reducing the temptations. There's just so much perfection online, so much unrealistic expectations that we are up against. I remember the day I started feeling self-conscious about my teeth is when my roommate made a comment about hers. I don't remember what it was, but I remember thinking, oh, I never thought about that before, until she opened up about her own insecurities. And going on social media is like that times 100. Everyone's insecure about something different, and you're exposed to all of that every day. It's just impossible to not let it get to you. And so often it's unconscious. You finish using an app and you don't feel so good and you don't know why. That's because it's all happened in the background. I'm just thinking about wrinkles now. This year is the year where I started seeing myself aging for the first time. And if you surround yourself with other people who are at peace with aging, it makes it easier. Of course, you still have to deal with the ads that you might see or the odd comment that your aunt might make at Christmas. But then when you go online and you see a bunch of people talking about Botox and eye creams and all of that, when you've never considered buying into that sort of stuff, it might tap into your desire to be loved, and you start wondering, oh, maybe I should do that too. I could give you a million examples. If you're happy in a monogamous relationship and you start seeing a bunch of content about polyamory online, you might start doubting. You might start thinking, am I missing out on something? Oh my God. All of this to show you that it just creates problems that were not there in the first place. And it can be degrading, and it is degrading to your relationship with yourself and your relationship with others and your quality of life on a day-to-day basis. It reduces your inner peace. And lastly, if those four reasons were not enough, let's end with reason number 5. I'm taking a social media break because I want to prioritize my well-being over capitalism. I always struggle with that word. Capitalism. It just feels like someone falling to the floor in my mouth. Now, don't get me wrong. I also love social media because it has allowed me to change career and design a career online. I wouldn't have clients if social media didn't exist. I wouldn't be able to promote this podcast. So I'm forever grateful to this platform and how it's allowed me to reach people all over the world. But it's designed to keep us addicted so that these big corporations make more and more profit. And I refuse to just let them win. I want this to be a win-win relationship, right? So the other day when my friend told me, oh, really, you're going to take a social media break? That for sure is not good for your business. I said I didn't mind because I'm willing to leave money on the table in order to be in alignment with my values. I watched a YouTube video by someone that I admire, Ali Abdal. He is a doctor turned YouTuber. His business makes like 5 million or something. And he's made a video recently called Everything's Changing, where he talks about how he has decided to just make videos for fun now, just make videos when he feels like it. He has decided to work part-time. And lots of his entrepreneurial friends told him, are you sure? Like, that's dangerous. He himself was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to lose money. The people that work for me are going to might lose their jobs. And he was very anxious about that. But he decided, you know what? What's going to make me happy is this. And I'm willing to leave money on the table in order to be happier. Well-being as a priority over money. And of course, that's a pretty privileged point of view. Not everyone is able to say that. But if you get to a place where you can make that decision, I think that's a very powerful one to make. It that requires a lot of guts in the society we live in. So that's it for today. The five reasons I'm taking a social media break is because I want to be in control. I want to be the driver of my life. I want to be intentional rather than a slave to dopamine. I also want to get bored and see what ideas come to the surface, what answers are going to come to the surface about what to do next with my life. I also, reason number three, want it to be easier for me to do what truly matters to me instead of having to control myself and not go on my phone too much. I just want to remove that temptation and make it more simple for me to make decisions I love, decisions I'm proud of. Reason number four, I want to feel less anxious. I don't want to create problems that didn't exist before. And lastly, reason number five, I want to prioritize my well-being over capitalism. I'm going to leave you with a question, a piece of reflection. What do you value? And are you acting on your values or just talking about them? I think it's very easy to talk about what you value and get satisfaction from that without actually these values being turned into real actions in your life. If you say you value creativity, are you being creative or are you just consuming other people's creations? And I ask this question, I'm not blaming anyone. Because I have fallen into that trap more than once. Because it's just easier. It's just more comfortable. But I think it's time for us to get out of denial. To be brutally honest with ourselves. Because we only have one life as far as we know. If you say you want to read more books, are you reading more books? Or do you lie in bed at night with a book next to you and your phone in your hands? It's just questions to ask yourself. What do you value? And are you acting on your values or just talking about them? Maybe if you spend less time on social media, if you take a social media break, you'll start making your way back to yourself and to what's really important in your core. Okay, that was my invitation for you this week. The message I wanted to share very passionately. I hope you're doing well. I wish you happy holidays if you celebrate, and I give you all a big hug, and I'll talk to you in 2024. Okay, bye. If you love what you're hearing on the Self-Growth Nerds podcast and you want individual help finding a new direction for your life and developing the courage to make your dreams a reality, you have to check out how we can work together on selfgrowthnerds.com or message me on Instagram at selfgrowthnerds. My clients say they would have needed that support years ago. So if you're tired of feeling like you're wasting your life, don't wait. Get in touch now, and I cannot wait to meet you.